Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
New York is going to win.
That'll make Andy happy.
Who's Andy?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Andy what?
Sweeney, the program director, host of The Take.
Well, the guy that used to be on 4 o'clock?
No. He's still on 3 o'clock.
And James Strebel.
You can't touch me. I'm bulletproof. There ain't nothing you can do.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
They locked it up, Jack. Lock. Woo! I cannot. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I mean, Cal's back. He's back.
They're going to get Case and Wallace, too, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Beer Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. Find all of their locations over the grand city of Louisville. I think the three locations of Evergreen Liquors and the new one in New Loop. We were out there at the Middletown one last week. Cox'sLouisville.com. They're delivering, and also all those cigars, those premium cigars, the beer, wine, spirits, they got you covered. Craft beer selection, especially at Evergreen. And there you go. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good.
What has Strebel got going tonight? Anything?
Nothing. Just going to go.
Wife's working.
It's just going to be me and the kids. There's no football on. So I'll probably just hang out.
No football. There's nothing on right now.
There's nothing on, so I'll probably go to bed about 9:30. That'll be my night.
That's so sad.
But I got to get up at 5:30.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I got to get up at 5:30, so 9:30 bedtime, you know. I like it.
That's not shocking at all.
I wake up refreshed and energized.
There you go. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. We open today's show, and I will throw it back out there here in the 5 o'clock hour if anyone wants to react. A couple different things that we've talked about today. Number one, I know I'm being absolutely crushed, and that's fine, but there is just a small part of me that dared to say I kind of feel bad. Vince Tyree today did a bleeping 20-minute press conference on the concessions and the ticketing and everything else. And I'm like, that is the epitome of sadness.
Yeah, it's hell.
Is to do those 20 minutes for Vince Tyree.
But he had to. I mean,
I don't know if he had to do a 20-minute press conference.
Maybe not 20 minutes, but he had to say something.
I don't know if that's the case.
It was a disaster. People were unhappy. They're unhappy with everything right now. And if you can settle them down, you know, on one thing. He can't control Satterfield, the football program, but damn it, he can control the concession stands and the card readers and if they take cash or not. So at least he's controlling what he can. Satterfield's got to do his own thing. He's like, hey, guy, you're on your own, Satterfield. I can't do a 20-minute press conference on why we don't have an offensive line.
Texas says Ross Perot had bigger ears.
Oh, Ross Perot, it's another good one.
Jack, do you have any idea who that is?
No.
Yeah, I don't. That's fine.
Yeah, he was culturally quirky for about a decade.
Do you know Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's daughter's name?
Oh, no, I do not know.
Oh, man.
I thought you were just going to say Bill and Hillary. It's like, yes, of course.
Yes.
I know
okay.
Bill and Hillary,
Chelsea. Yeah. Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, okay. And I knew Monica Lewinsky.
I didn't know that one. I need to catch up on that show.
No, you don't.
No
one's going to catch up on that show. So the Vince Tyree stuff is out there. We talked some Kentucky football. We talked the Met Gala. Strebel. I'm still reeling from Strebel banning someone on a sea of blue, which is just unbelievable. Did you ban the guy?
Probably, yeah. I banned, I think, one person. It might have been him.
Well, actually, you've banned three people.
I don't think it was three. No, I remember banning one person.
Texas says, hey, guys, Nick Curran's having a baby. Who do you think the father is?
Curran.
That's...
I know, but... Yeah. Kern would. That's another one he'd take like a subtle shot at. But it'd be
Texas
good.
Says, I think waiting 2 hours to take a leak is pretty sad. Well, number one, I don't think it was 2 hours. And number two, no one's waiting in line for 2 hours to go to the bathroom.
No, no one
no,
did that.
You're not waiting too long at all. So that's out there. And then the thing that I led today with, and I truly don't know all the answers, is what is salvageable for UofL football? Mm-hmm. I won't throw that back on the table because, I, when you were on your way over here, I did my little open, and it's because I don't know. It's because it feels like, or I might know the answer, and maybe I'm trying to act like there's another answer out there. I think that could be maybe what it is, but Louisville fans are still angry. And I've said that Friday has a possibility to be a toxic situation, and I feel like this show has been somehow, because a lot of times we zig when others zag, okay? I'm not acting like that's not the case, but I'm still sitting back saying, you know, this game on Friday, how much do the people that say on Friday, you got to prove it to me on Friday, how much do they mean that?
Right.
Okay? Because my read is that probably around 75% of this fan base now would view a win as a loss because no matter what, they don't want Satterfield there.
Right.
And I don't know if that's, I mean, listen, if that's an overreaction, if it's not, the nuance that can be involved. I was very clear in hour number one. I think Satterfield, there are games on the schedule that they will not crater like a couple years ago with Bobby Petrino. They will win enough, and you're going to have to do what Cal did and what Chris Mack did and what Mark Stoops did with Liam Cohen, and that is you're going to have to go out and improve this coaching staff, which, by the way, I think needs to happen. I've been very clear with that. But it feels like so many people are not rallying the troops yet on the game on Friday.
Yeah.
They are simply not believing that any part of this marriage can work.
Then
it's unsalvageable.
Yeah.
And to me, that is a little surprising, especially with what we went through with months in the offseason.
About how great these
yeah.
the transfers were. Well,
just every single transfer. Malik was going to be better. They were going to run. And the defense was going to be top 25 and all the things that we had the conversation with. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you give me Ole Miss plus 10 or 11, I'll take the double figures. And
yeah.
so... It feels like there is a lot that is unsalvageable right now. I don't know how much of that is overreaction, and I've been the meek one out here saying, hey, on Friday, you could begin to change the narrative, and I don't know if that's going to happen, and I don't know if there's a lot of people that want it to happen. It gets into... I don't think Louisville is anywhere close to able to where they're like Tennessee, to where they're
right.
just rotating coaches. I don't
Every
believe they're
years.
There. And that's because I don't believe in Bobby. I mean, no one, Bobby Petrino's not a martyr for anybody.
No one felt sorry
when
for
you,
him or
when
bad
when you
about
churn
that.
Coaches, and by the way, Jeremy Pruitt may have, have NCAA issues.
Sure.
And usually coaches leave enough that there's not a lot of coaches that get fired, get run out of town, and people kind of feel bad for them.
Like, no one felt bad for Butch Jones.
Nobody was.
So,
what is salvageable? What is that conversation? If you're going to fire Sat, can you really get anyone better than Sat? And those are the conversations that are going on, and through it all, Louisville's sitting there with a chance to begin salvaging itself and their season. And if they lose this game, Satterfield's going to have to nail the tenor of a press conference.
He
Does
really
that make
is.
Sense?
And I have no confidence that he can
yep.
do it. I have no confidence that if they lose on Friday and UCF covers, like whatever that number is, 7-9, whatever it ends up being by kickoff on Friday. And he comes out there, and it's another ho-hum, hey, these things worked, and this worked at this time, and I don't know. He's you're right. He's going to have to nail it, and I have no confidence that he can, because he's not nailing anything right now. He's not bringing any juice to the program.
Like you on vacation.
But yeah, exactly, because, the room's real close. But anyways.
Let me explain what that means.
Yeah, go ahead.
When Strebel goes on vacation... His mother-in-law is in the same cabin.
Yes.
And the mother-in-law and Strebel's room and his wife are right next to each other.
Yes.
And so he's, quite frankly, afraid of lovemaking with that scenario.
I mean, y'all can think what you want to think about it, but we can move on. Anyways.
Texas says, if Striebel left for KSR, who would replace him?
I'm not going
Texas
anywhere.
Says, would it be Larry Vaught?
What? You know what? How happy would you be if it was Larry Vaught sitting
speaking
in this
of,
chair and
speaking,
not me?
Speaking of Larry Vaught, yeah. I would enjoy Larry Vaught being in my home.
Yeah, yeah.
I really would. Yeah, I got thinking about this. I'm making a connection.
Okay.
When I think of Larry Vaught, I think of females.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean yeah. that's what you think of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it made me think of something that's on my sheet of lies. Have you seen your girl, Anna Tirillo?
You were showing me off air. She's in visiting her friend.
No, she's doing this like tailgate thing at home games.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tirillo's tailgate.
Oh, no, I didn't
know that. And she goes around to tailgates.
Yeah, I didn't
okay?
know. I didn't know anything about
Dag,
that.
Dag, did you know anything about that? Am I the only one that's seen these videos?
I had not seen that.
You guys are pathetic. Both of you.
Who
are you following?
Is Striebel going to try to get on the Tirillo tailgate?
Well, that's what I was saying is I think you need to contact her, and I think you would be a great team.
Oh, like going around to people's tailgates?
Yeah, I think you'd be great to do that.
I can't do it. I can do the postgame.
Well, I'll do the postgame show. And Tess, the postgame show.
Okay.
He'll run the board, answer the calls, and do the on-air stuff. Can you get me Striebel and a Tirillo sound, Dak, if you can find that? I think you should do that, little Tirillo tailgate.
But the thing
is, come out to Justin Jeffries. You can see the breast pumps of Justin Jeffries.
Well, yeah, the bags that he sneaks bourbon in.
The bags that he sneaks bourbon in.
The thing is, like, if I go to a tailgate, I wouldn't want to stay at a tailgate.
Well, no, you go to a tailgate, you shotgun a beer, you do Tirillo's update.
Yeah.
Tirillo's tailgate, then you go to the next one. You drink another beer. People be handing you a beer.
They would be.
Every single one. Here's a Coors Light. Here you go.
I'd get a lot of, they'd be throwing
how would that be?
It would be fun, but I don't know. I don't think it'd
be. If we did that here in Louisville, who would do it?
Oh, the tailgate?
Yeah, who would do the tailgate?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I was thinking in my head, like, the easy answer, I guess, is Blanket Baker, but he don't want to go with the plebs.
No.
You know, those are the he's tirade. You know what I'm saying? Gunter Brewer's getting him
he's
the breakdown
the
before.
He's at the alley.
At the alley, you're right. He's on
if
the bike. The
if they go to the alley.
They can see him.
There you go.
He's not leaving the alley.
There you
I
go.
I don't know who the Louisville equivalent would be.
I have no idea.
I mean, who's the Louisville
team? Don't forget Streebs. He's here.
My main man.
What's up?
Doing so good. How are you?
Doing well. We're at OPC Pest Services here, just hanging out.
Oh, Striebel!
I have no words.
Dog.
I didn't do anything.
You were at a Catholic school teaching children.
No, I didn't do anything.
What, you talking about Emily?
Yeah, they played Emily sound.
Now, can you imagine that he pivoted there to... We're here at OPC Pest Services hanging out.
Yeah.
Just what a...
That's what we were doing.
I can hear.
That's what we were doing. We're at OPC.
That's the one that gets me. Play that one again. It kills me every single time. Don't forget Streebs. He's
Hello,
here.
Anna.
My main man.
What's up?
What's up?
Doing so good. How are you?
Doing well. We're at OPC Pest Services here, just hanging out.
He sounds so uncomfortable even at the start.
He really does.
What? What?
Don't forget Streebs. He's
Hello,
here.
Anna.
Just the hello, Anna.
Hello. Texas says, LJ the Fiasco and Perrin Johnson had... card crime last night.
There's a little beef on Twitter.
I didn't even read all of that.
I read some of it.
I'm sure you did.
I was alerted to it. So
I'm sure you were.
I went back and read. I had a nice laugh. I'm always team parent, obviously. You know?
Oh, man. Someone just sent us.
What?
Well, this makes me sad. Your fake KSR Striebel has been tweeting at Anna Tirillo, apparently. And I'm seeing one here 21 hours ago. Are you nervous about that? Maybe she thinks that's you? Okay. Well, maybe she thinks that's you.
It's a person with like 6 followers.
It says, Miss Tirillo tweets, always looks amazing, but tonight was something special. And she said, LOL, thank you. She thinks that's you.
No, she doesn't. It's not.
I know it's not you. She thinks that's you.
There's no way.
It's 100%.
No.
Jack, look on the text line and tell me if you think that's the case.
I don't think she thinks that's me. She would. No, there's no way. I don't care either way. It doesn't bother me. I don't care if some fake KSR Strebel. I mean, he's this fake KSR Strebel in like the handle.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't care one way or the other.
Okay.
Okay. I love how it has the LZM.
Biscuit texts us. We did the tailgate tour a few years back for the Crunch Zone.
Oh, really?
Hey, Biscuit. Not a bunch of hairy dudes. Do I have to be that specific?
Katie George.
Yeah.
George can do the tailgate tour. No, she's got ACC Network.
She's national.
She's ESPN. Yeah, that's a good point. Never mind.
She does that, but she does it at Clemson.
Good point.
Thanks, Billy Reid.
Yeah. Jack was on that.
You look at Jack's calendar, and all it is when South Park is on Comedy Central,
yeah,
and where Katie George is assigned that particular weekend for college football.
And that's
all that it. That's all that's in the calendar, and prominent Jewish holidays.
Yeah, and IU.
I know the IU schedule by heart. I mean, come on.
Well, does, yeah. This is a good point. He does.
Oh,
is he actually at Clemson?
He got excited.
I mean, that'd be funny.
Should have Noah Peterson do it. I agree with that.
That would be great.
Noah Peterson would be great to do a tailgate segment
hey,
at
Noah
U of L.
Peterson here.
That'd be hilarious. Dude, that's what they should do with Noah Peterson.
They just have
they should
treat
him
like absolute crap.
They should go around. To see if people know. If not, they should say, "Hey, do you want this? Here's what they should do." Blank, call Audie. This is what they should do.
Power up.
I'm not kidding. You take him around, and you say he's today's Louisville's biggest fan. Would you guys want to get a picture? And you don't tell people who he is, but will you say his name?
Right.
And so if those fans are in tune with what's going on, they know and they boo him and they do everything else to him.
Noah Peterson, you suck. Get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They verbally assault him. Then you take him to another tailgate.
Right. That would be fun. It's a great idea. I would rather Noah Peterson give him beers and like be nice to him. I don't want to get yelled at, but it would be funny. It would be fun.
Texas says, does Jamie think that by simply talking to another woman that he's flirting with them?
No.
It's a fantastic question.
No, absolutely not. No, I don't. I work with primarily women at my daytime job. It's, I have to talk to them every day. It's not like, oh, yeah. No, that's not it at all. Absolutely not.
Jack, how did he do there? I can't tell.
That'll be a rejoin tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I don't know what people want me to say.
437-9680, what is salvageable? That's what we started the segment
with. Yes, Scott Satterfield.
Can I ask you this? What did Kentucky gain by winning on Saturday?
That, I mean, footing in the SEC, that's – I mean, that and – No, I guess
let me ask you this. What's changed?
Nothing. They are what we thought they were as far as the offensive line is concerned.
You don't feel differently about the offensive line?
No, don't feel differently about – Chris Rodriguez than the fumbles.
Or probably Levis.
No.
You still think Wandell's a beast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what changed. This is what changed. Something did change for me.
Okay.
Defense not as good as I thought.
So a negative. That's my point.
Yeah. See? No, it was.
See, how about that?
It was a negative.
There you go. The defense... So all you got from Saturday's game was a negative.
It is. The defense, yeah, no.
That is
what I gathered. The defense was not as stout as I thought it was. I figured they'd get a little more pressure on Bazelak than they did. I thought that, you know, Missouri. Look, but here's the thing. I mean, it was 21-7. They were doing some good things.
You're negative.
I'm not
negative.
You're
negative. What you got from that game was negative. That's all I needed.
But they covered the spread.
They did cover the spread. They did cover the spread.
Texter says flirt, father.
I don't flirt with anybody. I can't flirt. I'm incapable of doing that. That's gone. That part of me has left.
Texas says Noah Peterson should make a guest appearance with the Thrashers.
You mean the Crashers?
Close enough, the Crashers.
There needs to be a competitive band called the Thrashers.
Texas says BBM Blue Vapor says Noah Peterson is the obvious replacement for Doughboy Daddy if he leaves for KSR.
Doughboy Daddy?
That's you.
I haven't heard that one yet before. I'm not leaving for KSR. What's all this coming out? I'm not going anywhere. I don't talk to Matty Bangs or anything. He's not reached out to me and been like, hey, come aboard. No, none of that's going on. I'm not trying to do that either.
Texas says, what's changed? What's changed since the Missouri game? The record added another win to the total. Thank you for that.
Yes. Well, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. It's other than the win. I mean, Kentucky fans don't know how to feel.
You're negative. You're negative.
I'm not negative.
You
I
just gave me a negative, right?
I disagree with that. I had text conversations yesterday of they're going to beat Georgia and go to Atlanta.
With who?
Who did you?
A friend of mine.
A friend of yours?
Yes. What's her name?
Is it Beth?
No.
Jess.
No, Jess. It's not Jess.
Have you talked to Jess since you guys left IU?
Once or twice, maybe.
All right, so there you go. No, it's not. There you go. He's been out of school for 2 years. Strieble.
I don't know how recent it was.
There you go. He taught you one time.
I don't know how recent it was. I don't like you.
I don't like you. You patting Jack's behind like Satterfield.
Yeah.
You don't need to treat him like dirt, like, you know, Mitch. Okay,
Mitch started 90% of those battles.
Mitch is texting us right now.
Of course, he is. What's Mitch had to say?
It's a picture. I'm not even going to tell you. It's right there. Don't worry about it. Finish your point.
Okay. No, it's Mitch started 90% of the battles. Mitch would start the show while I'm on my way over here, and he'd throw haymakers since I wasn't sitting there, and I'd come in, and I'd start yelling at him. That was 90% Mitch's fault. But Mitch and I got along just fine off the air. Jack's different. Jack doesn't start fights with me.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I understand, but I mean, again, if someone doesn't have a problem with me, I have a problem with them. That's just the way it is. Jack's nice, so I'll be nice back.
Texas says, has Strieble changed his 6-6 UK prediction yet?
I changed it like 2 weeks ago to 8-4.
Texas says, whatever happened to the Ethan Grossman segment?
We can call him if you want.
Texas says, just the tip is the obvious replacement for Round Daddy, or is that Ents?
Ents is still sensitive about that. He is. He didn't like to talk about that. No, just the tip with Ents.
Have Haley Van Lith do the tailgate tour. Really?
For NIL.
That's where we are.
You get paid to do the NIL.
That's where we are right now.
Damn right.
I want to pay a college student so bad for NIL.
I mean,
tragically bad. I don't care who it is. Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana. Like, I don't care. I don't even care the player. It doesn't have to be a good player.
It could be anybody. It could be anybody.
Like,
what hoops do we have to jump through to do that?
I have no idea.
Because I don't know the rules either.
I don't know any rules. Yeah, I don't believe in rules.
Yeah, this is true.
Texter, you know, I want to bring this up because Texter says Jack's friends do drugs, which is not true. So we can just move on from that.
Oh, my God.
But Jack went out last night with Nicky DeBoot and The Process.
Oh, yes. Really?
And The Process's buddies. He had a couple buddies with him.
He did.
They were at the cigar bar. How about that?
So, did you smoke a cigar, Jack?
I did not smoke a cigar.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, he had one a couple years ago at a party.
A frat party.
A bunch of Atherton kids, and I nearly vomited.
I don't know why I thought of that. So how were Process's buddies? I'd love to know. What are they like? I couldn't imagine.
They were fun. They're both in a band.
The Louisville Crushers?
No, no.
Did they know Blanket Baker?
They did not.
Is the band ever going to be at the Alley?
They play.
That's what
we
got to
do. I got to tell Process we got to get the band at the Alley.
What kind of band are they? I'd love to know what kind of crap band they're in.
Rock band.
Thank you. Yes. I thought they were.
Yeah. No.
A rock band.
Like what? Like hard rock or like what? Like,
is it metal?
You know,
is it
anything?
Emo?
Yeah. Like what's
drums?
Their name? Yeah. Is there,
yeah.
Their
names are Donut and Michael.
Donut.
Yeah, and they called Process Mike, and that threw me off. That really threw me off. Someone just not calling Process really threw me off. It did.
Strieble in that moment, his shoulders slumped.
They were nice guys. They were fun. I'm sure they were.
They probably were. It's a terrible name for a band. Are they? They're probably.
Oh
like
no, no, that wasn't the name of the band. I thought you were asking about the name of the.
So one of the guys is called Donut.
I like a guy named Donut.
How female repellent is
the group of those five of us. It was
No, I'm talking about them specifically.
Like
you sit down at the bar. There's a guy named Process and a guy named Donut.
That's just it is. It just sends off the vibe, like ladies.
Venom.
Yes.
Anti female venom.
Yeah, just spraying
everywhere.
It's
a guy named Donut and a guy named the Process. I asked you the name of the band, and you said Michael. You said Donut and Michael. So what's the name of the band? Do you have any idea?
It was Willie and the Shaffners. Was the name?
That's even worse. Willie and the Shaffners.
I thought it was a fun name.
He's trying to kill me. He's trying to kill me.
Good God. William the Shatners.
No, Shatners.
The Shatners.
Yeah, my bad. No.
Oh, like William the Shatners.
And the Shatners. Not Shatners. That's my bad. I said it wrong.
William the Shatners. Is this a Star Trek pun? Oh, God. Man. I bet there's not one lady at that concert.
I can't find him. Willie and
the Shatners.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Bill Shatner. Willie and...
We had a fun time, though. And
there's the I have
perfectly
what was...
Done.
I have back in August of 2016, what was William Shatner doing on Bardstown Road?
Yeah, he lives in Kentucky.
He shot a movie in Louisville in 2019.
Yeah.
They're not on the internet, like, at all.
Man.
Are you sure they're a band?
What's going on here?
Reach out to Process.
Like a garage band? Like play in Process's garage?
Yeah, like, I need to know what's going on here. I got Willie and the Shatners, right?
Yeah.
Can he send us, like, a video? I'm sure he's got video on his phone.
He doesn't have video.
Like, I'm sure Process is like, yeah, bro, I'll film you playing.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's got I want to see these guys.
What do you think? What do you think Process films on his iPhone?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I'll leave that alone. That's just for Process.
Nick, they were nice guys, right?
Great guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick liked them. There you go. Yeah.
We had fun.
You drink scotch? Nick's
going to have to work on some homemade jam all night to make up for the production loss because he went out with the boys.
They were drinking old fashions and I had a vodka lemonade.
Ugh.
It's on brand.
You would like an old fashioned.
No, I would not.
It's got a little orange peel in it. It's good.
You don't like an old fashioned?
Orange peel.
You're not a bourbon guy?
I'm not a bourbon guy. I haven't acquired that taste yet.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Even mixed? Even when it's mixed in with a bunch of stuff?
Like a little Coke?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll have it sometimes mixed, but not often. Like, it has to be to the point where I can't taste the bourbon. Like, that's how mixed it is.
And I'm believing your dad loves bourbon.
Yes, Dad likes bourbon. Yes.
I totally can see that.
Dad's a bourbon guy.
High shelf bourbon. He doesn't want any of that low shelf stuff. Yeah, Ken Grossman's going for the big time.
Yep, Dad likes his bourbon. He has his
Texas says a guy named Donut in a band called Willie and the Shatners is doomed to die a virgin.
Oh, no. What? We don't know enough about Donut to.
Texas says Process films himself taping sports centers each morning.
Is this good enough?
Texas says this band is worse than True Degenerates.
Nothing's worse than True Degenerates.
No, nothing could be worse than that.
Nothing.
Texas says Process having a friend named Donut is the least surprising thing ever.
Hey, Donut, hey.
Texas says Process having bandmate friends named Donut is the least surprising thing ever. Same thing.
Yeah.
Back to back.
I will say, walking into that cigar bar, it was exactly how I pictured it looking. It really was.
Texas says we don't want Jack to start smoking and ruin his angelic voice.
Oh, wow. Actually,
let me ask you this, Jack.
Yeah?
If it was science.
Science.
Okay, not everyone believes in science anymore, but
no,
that's a different discussion for a different day. If it was told to you by a doctor, your doctor, okay, whoever you trust, and they said, Jack, you're going to smoke for like 1 year, like a massive amount, okay? But it's going to deepen your voice, what would you say?
Now, today, I think that's a tougher one to answer. I'd say if you would have told me that like freshman, sophomore year of college, I would have I would have definitely said yes. I would have done that. I would have absolutely have done that because I used to be really bothered by the high voice, but now I don't really care as much.
It's kind of your brand.
Yeah. So now. Now, it's changed. Yeah, the dad has changed.
Yeah, Lachlan McClain. The dad has changed.
Yeah, I like that answer. I think it's a good answer. Yeah. I think it's a really good answer. Yeah. Jack Gross without
the
voice.
You go.
Is no longer Jack Gross.
Patting him on the butt again.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm sorry. Texas I can't
says,
be mean to him.
Jack had a Zima with a Jolly Rancher.
That's Locke.
Texas says, hell yeah, big rig, bourbon and coke, hell of a night.
I don't drink bourbon and coke. I don't mix the bourbon. I drink it straight. I haven't mixed bourbon with anything for a long time. I stopped doing that back.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mix it. I like the bourbon. It's like the taste of it.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit surprised by that.
I do ice. I'll do ice.
Right.
But that's it. It's just ice, straight bourbon.
Well, there you go.
Did you see the photo Nick just tagged us on Twitter?
Yeah, I know. I know who did the Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
It was me.
Oh!
I think. Yeah. I meant to clean it up today. I half cleaned it up, and then I stopped.
Oh!
I put a Diet Coke in the freezer.
Oh, did it explode?
It exploded, yeah.
Oh.
But I did that, like, last Thursday.
Yeah, it looks like absolute crap.
Yeah, so it's been in there for several days.
Speaking of the freezer, you got those hams in the freezer.
Don't worry about my hams.
I don't want them to explode.
Don't worry about my hams.
Okay.
Nothing's going to explode.
Okay,
I got it under control.
Okay,
I checked them last break.
I thought of that, like, immediately, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I didn't want
to. Oh, no. Let's take a break. What is salvageable? It's stupid for me to even throw something out like that. Louisville, obviously, can they win? We'll talk about that all week. I want to replay this Bama sound. Jack, I emailed it to you. We got to replay.
That's great stuff.
We got to play this Bama player.
That's great.
We'll do that. We got some Vince Tyre sound. Montrezl Harrell's coming back to the Bill. And you didn't see that?
I did say. I just saying whoa in general.
Oh, whoa, yeah. So we got a lot.
Love Trez.
And we got some sound. So we got a full 30 minutes here. It's the Take on a Tuesday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can Big Rig give me Chris Livingston's top three strengths as a player since he's so familiar?
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
He's good with, he's good on defense. He's a multi position. He can guard multiple positions on defense. He's actually, he runs the court very well. He's a dynamic scorer with the ball in his hands.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
you
I mean, I told you three things.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So 5 o'clock hour continues here. Andy Sweeney, James Dribble, Jack Grossman hanging out with you. 5 o'clock hour presented by the Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Got a little hams today. Look at you.
Man.
It's old school.
I hadn't had one of these in years, and it's good.
It's
you know
not
what?
Good. It's not
no,
good.
It's
bottom
not,
of the
but,
barrel. It's $2.99 for a six pack.
It makes me happy.
Whatever makes you happy.
It makes me happy.
Jack, I want to play here at some point if we can. We got to replay this Jordan Battle sound.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's the player's name, Jordan Battle.
Yes, and he's one of their big DBs. And, you know, he's
going to be a pro,
and he's a pro.
And he's going to be playing for, you know, on
and
Sundays, and we'll all say his name. Yes.
But quickly, what do you guys make of Montrezl Harrell coming back this weekend, going to be at Louisville Live on Saturday?
So he's the first one.
You got to say that.
I know.
What a haymaker veto.
But he's the first domino to fall.
Okay.
As far as
got some dominoes falling.
Inviting banished players.
Being able to invite banished players.
Yeah, back.
Right.
So is Terry Rozier next? Like, who's next on the list? Vince Tyre, Chris Mack, obviously out there mending fences. And he's a fan favorite. Look, I mean, I know fans love Montrezl Harrell. They still love Montrezl Harrell. So I guess it's a good thing for everybody involved. And they got to do some goodwill because, obviously, the face plant with what's going on with Mack and everything, they need to extend an olive branch to the fans because they're pissed off.
Well, you know,
he's suspended six
games.
Well,
you know how bad it is. Jack, you'll love this. What if he's up there and he's throwing down dunks? And Trez, what? What do you mean, oh?
I'm just saying, like, no, if Trez goes out there, like, throwing dunks down, they're like, there's no way like this on this
team.
I thought Sidney Curry.
Yeah, okay.
And he's throwing down dunks and everything.
Yeah.
And then he stops, and he looks to the crowd, and the music stops.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, a Louisville something on.
Like a jersey or a T-shirt or something.
He tears it off. For a UK shirt.
Oh, my God. Andy, don't do that to me. Don't. Now, if that happened, I'd come over. I'd ride over to your house and say, sir, can I borrow your Comrades?
We'd have to do a show.
I'd drive back home. I'd sit in my bedroom.
I don't think you would do that.
And I would go live.
What else is going on in that bedroom? Nothing.
Read a
no
book.
Response.
I read at night. I read at night. It calms me down.
On a Saturday night, you're reading.
I'm not reading on a Saturday night.
Yeah, well, that's what this is.
Well, I'll be doing that show.
Texas says, did Ramsey's goon squad ban you guys from playing post-game show calls?
Huh?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Speaking of, former President Ramsey was at the Louisville game on Saturday. You saw
that? Was he really? I did not see that.
Talking about just the hubris. Just unbelievable.
Whoa. What was he doing? Did he and Neely Bindipudi cross paths? They're like polar opposites.
Texter wants to know how you pronounce Jesse Winker's name.
Jesse Winker?
All right.
Did you say Winkler?
No, there might be an A in there.
Oh.
I did not say that.
Texter says, mixing bourbon raises the BAC more quickly. Good.
All right, yeah. I don't know. I just don't like to mix it.
Listen, I don't think whether he mixes his mixed drinks or not, or, you know, his bourbon or not, Strebel has to worry about consuming enough alcohol.
I
don't think you need the Diet Coke or whatever you want to mix with
to
raise the back.
You know why I don't? Because I drink like
100 of them.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I'll drink a quarter of the bottle just like in one sitting. That's why.
Entire bottle.
A quarter of it.
You're unbelievable.
A quarter. I could down a half easy.
The old Strebel used to be able to do more. All right, let's get this sound. You ready for this?
Yes.
I want to play this again. Jordan Battle.
Yes.
Who is in everything, defensive back. Okay. Saban went into Fort Lauderdale and took him right from Florida.
Of course.
Okay.
He did, that's what he does.
Five-star kid. He was asked the favorite, well, you can hear the question, but, you know, favorite sayings of Nick Saban's that are his favorite. A useless question, a pandering question to a player that you know is going to get bad answers. Now, when you hear this, he says something shocking.
Very shocking.
And you hear in the background the screech of either a female worker, media member, or sports information director of some kind.
A little SID screech.
A little SID screech, okay? So, Jack, you might have to turn it up on the back end.
I love this.
But just go. This might be the sound of the year in college football.
Yeah, I've asked a couple of the other older guys about this.
I heard a little.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The computer's dead. There it is.
Did it die, Jack?
Did it die?
It's playing.
Well, we can't hear it.
I don't know. It's
not that I can think of right now because he has so many.
No, skipped again.
But there are a few.
I'm guessing, I'm going to turn it off. So I'm guessing what it's doing is it's only playing it out of one side. Like, you know, there's the left and the right side of the stereo.
The left side.
The right side.
The right side. There's a liberal side.
Side to side.
There's a liberal side and there's a conservative side, Jack. What side was it playing out of?
What side are you on,
the
Jack
liberal
Gross
side?
Boots?
Which side was it? Well, now, do you want me to play it off my Comrex here?
Like, we have to now because everyone wants to hear it, I'm sure. Yeah. So,
all right, you're going to have to give me a second. I got a pre-roll. It's like the V-show. Hang on just a second.
Do a little V-steaks while
you're
waiting.
You want to do a V-steaks?
Yeah, or wait. On the sound,
yeah, we'll go out to a first race at Saratoga.
Jack, find me a race. We'll do it. We'll do it at 10 the show. Hang on just a second. This is Jordan Battle, and take a listen. Take a listen in the background if you can on AM radio. The background of when he says what he says. There is a screech.
Yeah, I've asked a couple of the other older guys about this, but do you have a favorite saying that Saban has? One of his little coaching, quips he has.
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know suck on D's or all that.
No.
Charlie.
I think he did encouraging ones like. So loud I can't get you back.
I don't know how to follow that one up, but I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
No! 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 Charlie!
That's the sound of the year. It's the sound of the year from Jordan Battle.
He's a hero. He's an absolute hero.
Like, you know, Saban's a cool dude behind,
behind the scenes. Yeah. He couldn't get that many, like top-end high school athletes if he wasn't, like, at least a cool dude or whatever. Like, I bet he is. He probably does have a good sense of humor. People that portray themselves the way Nick Saban does generally have a good sense of humor behind the scenes. I could totally see that, but, I mean, just, Charlie! I still want to know who Charlie is. Save us, Charlie.
Oh, man. What does he say? Touch these?
Yeah.
I mean, is he doing a D's nuts joke? He that's
is.
What I'm asking.
Yes, that's exactly what he's
what
doing.
That's what Saban's doing, right?
Of course that's what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly. Saban's walking around doing D's jokes. How great is that? This man, this forever unhappy with the way his team plays, is walking around the stadium in the locker room saying, hey.
Well, he's having a good time.
Touch
yeah.
D's.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Guys in the locker room. That's what
oh,
they do.
I love that. I absolutely love that. That's the best sound of the week, I think.
Yeah, the
Is
year,
it not?
Like
That's
said.
The best sound of the week.
Absolutely.
I wanted to bring this up. Could you do this back in your day? You ready for this?
Yeah.
I was wondering if either one of you could do this. Listen, we have done, I did an hour of Satterfield.
Oh, yeah.
And we did 45 minutes of Kentucky. So give me some time to roam here.
Let's have some fun.
Oh, you
yeah.
ready for that?
Yeah.
Give me some time to roam.
Yeah.
Here we go. These guys set a world record or whatever, Guinness Book. You ready for this?
Yeah.
They went to Texas Roadhouse.
Ooh, I like Texas Roadhouse.
And you know the biscuits?
Oh, the cinnamon butter?
The cinnamon butter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I figured you would.
Oh, yeah.
I figured Jack would. Oh, I do. So we're all lockstep here.
Yeah, we're locked in. Yeah.
These guys did 23 baskets.
Holy moly.
That's 92 rolls.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And they did it. It was like four dudes.
It was four dudes?
I think it was four or five guys.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
I would have liked to attempt it.
Same. I would like to try that.
You would like to try that?
Yes, because those are to die for. Like, I love those
yeah, but
rolls.
I mean, if someone eats a big pizza or cheeseburger, I mean, the cheeseburger's good, but it's not about, you know, the first basket. It's about the 15th basket.
I mean, right. 93 rolls.
93 That's rolls. Or 92 rolls, 23 baskets.
That's insane. 23
right, so
baskets.
So is it 93 per person or 93 total?
No, total.
Total.
Right,
total.
So that's 24 yeah. rolls a person. 23 right. and a quarter rolls per person.
Right.
Man, I don't know if I could do that. Back in the day, I still don't know if I could have done that. The biggest eating, like, I guess achievement I had was there was used to be a place called Jenny's Diner and Pub. I don't know if you remember that or not, Andy. That may have been before your time.
Okay. Yeah, honestly.
They had this giant cheeseburger called the Sweet Daddy.
Ooh.
It was huge. It was like this. It stacked up as like this tall.
Well, that's what you've been called.
Many
a time. Wherever you go.
Yeah, Sweet Daddy. Yeah.
You get called that at work. Do you have a work wife?
No.
Okay.
No work wife. But anyway,
but you know that,
that
term.
Lie.
I do know
you
the
know
term.
That term.
No, I don't have a work wife.
I see you as having a work wife. I got to be honest.
I don't.
Really?
I really don't. Yeah, I promise. I don't.
Okay.
But anyway, I ate one of these Sweet Daddies. They're a huge burger, and it was like a big deal to eat a Sweet Daddy. And then after I ate it, I did a round of golf at Bellarmine's golf course.
Ooh.
Then we went and ate at Jenny's Diner Pub, ate an entire Sweet Daddy. Then we went to the bar of Louisville.
My God.
And just drank the night away.
What a day.
It was a great day.
How did you drink the night away after eating that entire thing?
Man, I did things that would defy, you know,
gravity.
Yeah, gravity. Yeah, there you go. I couldn't think of what I defied, but gravity's a good one. I used to eat a whole pan pizza. I can eat a whole pan pizza.
I mean, that's not Papa an John's. Accomplishment.
A pan is. That's more dough than a regular
Jack
pizza.
Jack can do that simple.
Well, yeah, Jack could. Yeah,
he
Jack
did that
could.
During like the mixtape a year ago when he was proving himself to us.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
made
no,
him gorge himself,
it,
and then
we
he
did.
And they didn't want to eat competitively anymore until he was simply asked by the Louisville Bats.
Bad
hot dogs. And then he joined right in, and then he failed.
Yes,
and then he failed.
I could have killed that. By the way, I would have been an awesome hot dog eater.
Texas says former President Ramsey was sitting in the Tom Jurich seat. So I don't know if that's the case.
But he was there, apparently.
I don't know if in his buyout. Would you want to come back?
No, no one likes
you're
you.
You're disgraced.
Yes.
I would say the average fan would not recognize him. I would.
Yeah, well,
I think he's got a very distinct look. I would absolutely.
He has distinct hair, for sure.
Yes.
You'd notice the hair.
It's wavy.
Yes, it's very
wavy. He's got a wave.
He's got a little comb over. You would notice that for sure.
Jack, I see you doing a comb over.
Yeah.
Me and Jack are going to be left with that decision. Me, of course, much sooner than later.
My dad
Jack
had
still
decision.
Got a decade, a little bit.
My dad had a decision to make, and he just shaved it all off.
He's a man.
He's a man.
What's your dad doing these days?
He's retired. He's living the life.
He's living the life.
He's living a great life. Every time I see him, he gets happier and happier because he no longer has to work. It's great. He's having a great time.
You went over there not too long ago. Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
You take
Labor
any
Day
bourbon
weekend.
Or anything?
Oh yeah, we had a
you
little
did fine.
We had a little snort.
A little that's snort?
Called, that's what you call it when you drink bourbon. It's a little snort. Yes.
You could have said anything there, Jack. I know what you mean,
yeah,
but you could have said anything
there. I know,
but... Ethan Moore retweeted Louisville Sports Live, which is him retweeting himself.
Yeah,
on the you know the
account.
Perks at the Louisville game.
Oh yeah,
you know the
half price
drinks and how they're going to improve things and everything else. We talked about that. I was very sad for Vince Tyree having to do. He did 20-minute press
That's
conference.
A long time.
I did a 20-minute press conference on that sadness. We should play the IARP sound probably at some point and the fans being upset. In fact. Play the fans have a right to be upset. Go ahead and play that Tyree 4. I do want to play this one. I find this to be good sound, even though it is sad.
Yeah.
They have a right to be upset. I'm right with them. I'm not very happy today. Not happy with a number of things, and I feel like the fans are obviously going to inherently staple a number of items together. You know, whether it be the way they view the team playing, whether it be Dino Gaudio, whether it be fan experience on a Saturday night. Frustrating. And we shouldn't be creating or having other distractions like this. This should be something we should be able to offer and provide as an easy access and a great game day experience, irregardless of the outcome on the field.
All right, so that was Vince Tyree today. It just made me think of it. Ethan Moore said on over the weekend when, you know, everything was a mess for the EKU game, that they should let you bring a sandwich into the game.
Oh yeah, bologna sandwich.
And
never
that's
got
what
to
came
it.
Up. Can you imagine a sandwich being in a purse through a tailgate and then hot weather and then the second quarter? I would eat it though if a PB&J was in that little, was a little PB&J doesn't go bad.
No,
if that's in a purse.
You
I'll pull that
PB&J.
Out of a purse, and I'll eat a PB&J.
What about bologna and cheese?
Not bologna and cheese.
Not bologna and cheese.
I haven't ate bologna in, I mean, not 20 years. I bet it's 20
it's
years.
It's probably been about a decade for me, at least.
Put that up.
It's been at least 5-6 years for me.
Yeah, have you ate bologna in the last decade at ESPN 680?
I can't remember the last time I had bologna.
We need to take one more break, right, Jack?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, well, let's do that right now. Quick break, and he didn't sound so sure.
No, he did.
I don't sound sure at all either. Sorry, that's clumsy. I'm throwing that on you. I like to take breaks at 50. We just haven't done that.
Right, in a while,
haven't done that. Quick break, we'll rack up the show and wrap up the show next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There you have it. A path to 11 regular season victories, which would be the most since 1950. Well, Paul Bear Bryant paved football's own version of the glory road. Buckle up.
And James Strebel.
I'm buckling, Daryl.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You still buckled?
Oh, we're buckled.
Have you fastened that seatbelt even more now? Is it in nice and snug?
Oh, you're on the air. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know.
No. I absolutely
didn't. No, Strebel has no idea he's on the air.
No, I just heard the music. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard the music.
He's looking at IG right now. What you got over there?
Oh, I got, you know, I got a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on right now.
He's looking at IG and battling blank at the same time
blank,
right now.
I'm talking to
Jack,
blank.
This is what's going on. He's battling blank, he's texting his wife, and he's looking at IG.
No, I'm not texting
this
my
is
wife.
All what's going on in the final 2 or 3 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna gotta do a little investigation of my own. I'm gonna do a little journalism. A little journalism.
Texas says, ask Jack how Ethan Grossman's hair loss journey has gone.
It was going
totally
well.
Totally forgot about him getting.
I
hair
forgot about
something.
That too.
Yep. I totally forgot about that.
Well, I'll have to text him for an update. I haven't seen him for a couple of months now.
Oh,
so
my goodness,
yeah, he went a couple of months.
Yeah, he went to
I know
school
he went to
like
Alabama.
August, or it'd been like 6 weeks. It's been
okay,
like 6 weeks.
Okay, yeah. Like, it's been that long since he's been in Alabama.
I am going down there for a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, who are they
what
playing?
Game? Yeah,
Arkansas on November 20th.
I mean, hey, Sam Pittman's got a pretty good team. I mean, they just blew the door off Texas.
Yeah, they're going to lose by 20. That's not what it's about, but they're
well,
going to lose
true.
By a
no.
bunch.
Yeah, they will. You
oh,
go visit
man, awesome.
Tuscaloosa
oh, yeah.
and all the amenities there.
Oh, the amenities.
Do they have beer? Do they serve beer in Bryant-Denny
I'm
Stadium?
Sure they do.
I don't know.
I am sure they do. I'm just jealous of every SEC stadium that has beer.
Texas says, I would heckle former President Ramsey stole money from the university and the state.
Yeah, he did.
Texas says, how does Andy, boy, this is great, how does Andy not remember the sweet daddy platter Terry Miners was dressed as a baby in the commercial?
Oh, he was. I
mean,
forgot
I don't
about
remember that.
That. He was.
I mean, I wouldn't remember that.
Man, that's
what
a
year
great
was
text.
That?
This is like
I moved
the 90s.
Here when I was 10.
It was before, yeah, it was in the 90s.
I moved here in, like, 94, 95.
Okay, it was around that area, and Terry Myers was dressed like a baby in, like, an adult high chair, and was like, that sweet daddy
burger. That is the one thing that bothers me about the stations is, you know, because Diener, you know, is dressed nice and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That no one does that sort of thing.
Like there's funny
no,
stuff anymore.
Like shock jock,
Tony, old like, school Tony Vannetti.
Dress up in a thong or
yeah.
something like that.
Right,
right. You know
you
what
know
I'm
what?
Saying?
You're right. Back it was much more fun.
It's
back
just
then.
A radio staple. It's not even
exactly.
a sports radio staple.
Just radio in general.
Exactly.
Terry Miners is a baby.
Like if I was doing this show 20 years ago. I would be
doing?
I would be on stage at a wet t-shirt contest.
You would.
100 times out of 100 times.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? On Thursday nights.
I mean, Shane the Dude was doing it like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Now it's gone. He's not doing that anymore. They shut down Phoenix Hill. Phoenix Hill, that's where it all happened. It's gone.
I'm not going to read that one, but I really want to read that one. It's really good. Did you guys watch any of Monday Night Football last night?
Oh, yeah. I watched almost the whole game.
At the cigar
night.
Bar.
Okay. Eli and Peyton, you guys have any opinion on that?
I didn't watch that. I just watched. I was telling you off air. I like Steve Leedy, Lou Riddick, and Brian Greasy. I didn't watch the Manning Brothers.
The Manning Brothers, they're the talk of the town. You know?
I heard it was awesome.
That's what people – I watched some of it.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Peyton's good. Eli's boring as bleep. Eli's never said a thing interesting.
Right.
So when he's like being funny and stuff, like I know he's probably funny, but he just never in his career said one interesting thing.
Now, didn't Charles Barkley go on with him too?
Barkley joined. Ray Lewis joined.
Oh, Ray Lewis.
Travis Kelce joined.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. No, they've been roundly praised of what it was and what it could be.
Yeah, Ray Lewis was at Kentucky on Saturday.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, he was. His son's playing. Yeah. You got Hall of Famer, one of the greats.
I mean, they just took him because Ray Lewis would go to games.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
He's not that good of a player, right? He should have been in, like, Central Florida.
I don't know where he should have been,
Florida.
But I got Ray Lewis at my games.
So who's
Louisville having their games? Nobody.
Really?
Ray Lewis.
That's where you went to just immediately?
Yeah, immediately. I got Ray Lewis.
Who does Louisville have at their games?
John James Ramsey. I got Ray Lewis. You got James Ramsey. Have fun. Enjoy that. I got Ray Ray. Who you got? You got Ram Jam.
Oh, it's the same person who was annoyed by Louisville fans bragging about Bill Murray the last few years.
Because Bill Murray wasn't a real fan.
And you're thinking Ray Lewis really cares about Kentucky football the moment
his son... He was on the field, Jack.
No, yeah, Ray
he
Lewis.
Was on the
Ray
field.
Lewis is thinking, I wish my son were better.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to go to Kentucky. I could be hanging out with Saban right
Stoops
now.
Stoops was picking his brain.
I could be hanging out with Lincoln Riley right now.
And they still gave up 28 to Missouri.
Texter says...
They're mighty.
Strebel was going to eat cat food. Good point. That's a good point.
He stood up. I would have eaten cat food.
Let's get out of here today. Reds coming up in what, like 3 minutes? Do we need to wait so you can give us a good outro here? What do we need to do
let's
to make this easy?
In 15 seconds.
Well, that
let's
should
flip
be
it for 15
easy.
Seconds.
There you go. There you go. Take a drink there. Did you crush that entire ham?
Yeah, it's gone. Well, I got a sip. Hold on.
It's 5 seconds.
It's gross, isn't it? You think it's gross?
Two, one.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Reds next.